Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spud Chandler. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Spud Chandler. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops it up and throws to first, with Chandler covering, for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Webb steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bud Metheny now playing right field. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metheny, who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Steinbeck. Smith reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbeck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eaton moves to second. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to third. Metheny moves to second. Two outs. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Steinbeck reaches third base with a triple. Eaton scores. Metheny scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hodgen moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson has Hodgen trapped. There's the throw to Hemsley and back to Johnson, who tags Hodgen for the out. QL moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to third. Webb moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Webb scores. Smith moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keller strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Kurt Wright strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Hodgin moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hodgin scores. QL moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Turner now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Crosetti, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. QL scores. Webb moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. the Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eaton is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metheny hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. Tucker strikes out. One out. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-4 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch hits for Jim Turner. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.